Welcome to Goddedgy. I'm your host, Nani Sellis. Wherever you look, there is God. There is nowhere that you cannot find the divine. I dare you, look around now. Look at the people in front of you. Look at the floor, the ceiling. Maybe you're out in nature and there's a beautiful sunset, or maybe you live in a part of the world that the sun's just about to rise. Maybe you live on a farm or in a city. Maybe there are skyscrapers or chickens and cows running around. But wherever you are, there is one thing that I am absolutely sure about, and that is that you are surrounded by the divine. That the divine is in everyone and everything. The divine is in you. The divine is you. The divine is in you. The divine is you. Why is it so easy to forget that everything is God? Why is it so easy to forget that everywhere we look, there is God? That every breath we take, there is God? That every word we speak and hear, there is God? Why is it so challenging to wake up in the morning and remember God? Why is it so challenging to have coffee in the afternoon or tea in the evening and remember God? Why is it so challenging to chase our screaming children around the house or through the playground and remember God? Why is it so hard to curl up with our lover at night and remember God? Why is it so difficult to prepare our food and the food for others and remember God? The answer lies in the question itself. In fact, the answer always lies in the question. And what might that answer be? Well, you already know that answer. That answer lies inside of you. You know, it's a really interesting thing, because if in fact God is all around us, and if God inside of us, and if God is us, then it would be impossible not to remember God. It would be impossible. And that forgetting God, forgetting the divine, is really just an illusion. And that's the good news, because if it is an illusion, then just as quickly as it came, it can leave. Today we're going to be talking about how to remember God in everything. Today, you're going to be reminded of God. And my wish for you, my dream for you, is that you look around you, and everywhere you look, you see God. And that you wake up tomorrow, and you wake up to God. That you turn over and you see God. That you look outside your window and, well, there's God. And when that knock comes at your door and that telephone rings, guess who it is? Oh, you're quick, of course. It's God. What a gift when we can look into the eyes of others and see the divine. What a gift when we can look deep inside ourselves and see God. What a gift when we allow others to really see us and they get to see God. Doesn't that sound delicious and yummy? Better than chocolate and an ice cream cone combined. Oh, wait a second. That's God, too. Well, in just a moment, we're going to do a short meditation, as we usually do at the beginning of Goddedgy, with the intention of helping you to remember God. But before that, I'd like to share the card that I drew for today. And every Goddedgy, I take out my Osho tarot card deck, and I pick a card, trusting that whatever card reveals itself is absolutely appropriate for the show, for Goddedgy. And so tonight I picked the stress card. And you know, it's an interesting thing about these cards, because they're never quite what you think they are. And rather than me tell you about this card, I'm just going to read right from the book, because I can't do it better than the author has. And this deck was inspired by Osho, who is my favorite spiritual philosopher, and he died back in the early 1990s, and he's actually in the Guinness Book of World Records for writing the most books, over 600. Can you believe it? Wow. So this stress card says, All private goals are neurotic. The essential man comes to know, to feel, I am not separate from the whole, and there is no need to seek and search for any destiny on my own. Things are happening. The world is moving. Call it God. He is doing things. They are happening of their own accord. And there is no need for me to make any struggle, any effort. There is no need for me to fight for anything. I can and be relaxed. I can relax and just be. The essential man is not a doer. The accidental man, well, he is the doer. The accidental man is, of course, then in anxiety, tension, stress, anguish, continuously sitting on a volcano. It can erupt at any moment, and it does, because he lives in a world of uncertainty and believes as if it is certain. This creates tension in his being. He knows deep down that nothing is certain. We know deep down that nothing is certain. The quality of stress represented by this card visits all of us at times, but perfectionists are particularly vulnerable to it. We create it ourselves with the idea that without us, nothing will happen, especially in the way we want it to. Well, what makes you think you're so special? Do you think that the sun won't rise to the morning unless you personally set the alarm? Go for a walk, buy some flowers, and fix yourself a good old spaghetti dinner. Anything unimportant will do. Just put yourself out of the monkey's reach. I think that is a beautiful card for tonight's show, because really the reason that we forget the divine is because we get so involved in life that stress overcomes us and takes us over, so that we forget who we really are and we forget what life really is. And so tonight is your invitation to wake up, to release stress, and to remember who you really are. And in so doing, remember God and remembering the divine. My hope for you is that by the end of tonight's Godergy, that you will feel centered and you will feel comfortable in your own skin, and you will feel relaxed and serene and peaceful and in love with God and, well, with yourself, of course. So sit back and relax. And if you're in a safe place right now, close your eyes and take a deep, deep breath. That's right. And another, and just let it out through your mouth, really deep. And another one after that. And I invite you to take a total of 10 breaths, and that was about 3 or 4. When we take at least 10 breaths, it actually tells our bodies to relax and sends chemicals to our body that say relax. So relax. Just relax. Let it all go. Imagine the things that were stressful for you today. With your eyes closed, like a parade, let them march by you one at a time. Just keep breathing. That's right. Keep going. Breathe very deeply. And one by one, allow all the things that brought you any stress or inconvenience to march right by in your mind's eye. You're doing great. You're doing great. Keep going. And you might be done already, or there might be a lot more, but just let them go. Don't tell a story about them. Don't do anything with them. Just let them watch on by. And you might even realize that as they go by, that they land in a giant cloud or a giant marshmallow. Or maybe they just land in a giant rainstorm. But whatever they land in simply makes them vanish and disappear. You're doing great. Now, once your mind is clear and you're feeling more relaxed and more serene, I invite you to drop down into your heart. And so what that means is any thoughts that you might be having, and let's face it, we all have tons and tons of thoughts. Just let them drop down into your heart and see what happens. And in fact, invite this thought into your mind. And this thought is, I am love. I am bliss. Now in your mind, it might not do much for you. But watch what happens when you allow those thoughts to drop down into your heart. Drop the thought, I am love, down into your heart. Drop the thought, I am bliss, down, 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 into your heart. And notice what happens when you think those thoughts, I am love, I am bliss, but not think them from your head like you usually do, but think them from your heart. Notice that there might be a beautiful, peaceful wave that flows over you, washing any remaining stress away from you. Notice that when you settle down into your heart, that this wave of peace envelops you. Notice that all stress washes away. Notice that this peace and this serenity and this sense of love and bliss don't just drop you down into your heart, but they drop you down into the divine, into God, into the energy of God, into Godarchy. And continue to breathe. And notice how much closer you are to experiencing God in your breath. Notice how much closer you are to experiencing God in your heart, in your heartbeat, in the tingling of your skin, in the flutter of your eyelashes, in the wiggling of your toes. Notice how much closer you are to God than God is to you. Notice. And I invite you to keep your eyes closed for the rest of Godarchy, just to see what happens when you just listen with your ears and block out the rest of the world. Just see what happens. And so tonight, I share Godarchy with my beautiful daughter-in-law, April Perry Kreitzer. And she's right here with me. And hi, April.
Hello, how are you?
Awesome. Great. Awesome. Yeah. So I'm thinking that we should do Godarchy with our eyes closed sometime.
Yeah.
Like we just do it in the dark. Wouldn't that be interesting?
That would be interesting.
That would be a very interesting show just to do it in the dark.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, blocking everything out. There is a restaurant in California, I think there's more than one, and I don't remember the name of it, but everybody eats in the dark. People come into the restaurant and pay $100 to eat in pitch blackness.
Yeah.
And I love this concept. Now, I've never done it. I am interested in doing it. The concept is fascinating to me because we are so filled with so many things that come to us, you know, all these things coming from all directions. You know, we have these senses, these beautiful five senses, which are such amazing gifts, but they also can be challenges. Because when we receive so much information from so many directions at so many times, it causes that S word, right? Stress. Yeah. Now, if you could just deal with one sense at a time, I don't think life would be so stressful. And I think it would be much easier to remember God. Right. What do you think?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then your other senses just become more alive, I'd say, you know, stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That by just choosing one sense at a time, that we would experience more of life, maybe. Until, you know, I think the way it should be is that we experience one sense at a time. We, like, really master that sense, and then we move on and we master another sense. That would be a really awesome workshop, which I've never really developed this concept before, but I'm thinking right now I want to do a workshop on them. People can come, and could be a weekend workshop, and we block all senses out but one sense at a time. So maybe first it's the seeing, visual, hearing, feeling, you know, etc. That would be really awesome to do. I'm very interested in doing that. So if you're listening and are interested in attending that workshop, let me know. Let me know, and we will keep you posted. So you've been going through a little stress today, the last couple of days. Yeah. Yeah, and I asked you to do the show at the last minute because, interestingly enough, the couple of people that I had scheduled, there was some miscommunication, and they didn't realize that it was tonight. So, like the most spontaneous and authentic being I know, you just jumped to the occasion and said, of course I will.
Right.
Yeah, and you said to me, you know, I need to get rid of my stress first before I'm on the show.
Right.
So I'm curious. How are you feeling right now?
I'm still in the stresses. I'm just in it right now. Not trying to push it away. I'm just in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's really valuable for anybody who's listening to Goddess Energy tonight, because I'm sure that there's a lot of people who have had stressful days as well, and they're trying to, you know, what it's really interesting because what we're all going for is a feeling. We had this conversation the other day, like, why do you want this? Why do you want to go to Disneyland? Why do you want to, you know, be in love? Why do you want to, you know, live in a nice house? Why do you want to, you know, go on a mountain hike? You know, why do you want to get flowers or eat chocolate or any of those things? And the answer is really to feel a certain way.
Right.
To feel a certain way. And, well, what's that certain way? Well, we might say that word that way is happy, but I think it's beyond happy. I think that what we're all going for is this feeling of bliss, of love.
Right.
Yes. And what that really is, in a nutshell, it's God. It's the connection to God. Like we are really all at any given moment trying to connect to God, trying to remember God.
Right.
Which brings it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we are so caught up in our lives, but the things that we're doing are to achieve a certain thing, and we might think that it's to achieve, you know, a good relationship or money or whatever, but really what we're going for is to achieve a certain feeling. And when we look at what that feeling is, the feeling is a result of how connected we are to God and how connected God is to us. So when we look at it from this perspective, it really makes things very simple. And at that point, we can stop depending on the things that we do in order to get what we want, which is that experience of God. And this explains why there have been many, many people over the course of history, both known and unknown, I think more unknown than known, that have experienced the bliss and love of the divine with virtually nothing. Some examples. So the Buddha, who lived in complete wealth and abundance, left that wealth and abundance and lived with very little and found the divine, his intention. More modern day Eckhart Tolle. Completely miserable, one day wakes up and finds God, finds bliss, and spends, I don't know if it was a year or 2 years, living on a park bench. And I'll be honest with you, April, when I first heard that, I did not understand it. You know, like, okay, so why is he living on a park bench? And of course that was years ago, and now I get it. I totally get it. There was no need for anything else. You know, it's like once you find that connection to God, once that energy lives in you and is you, you don't need anything else. And in fact, you know, adding anything to that equation would probably undo it. Maybe. Maybe not, depending on where you are. So, yeah. So if relationships ultimately play no part in finding the divine, waking up, because that's one and the same thing. If money doesn't, if even our bodies don't, if even our to-do list doesn't have anything to do with it, then what's left? Nothing. Nothing. It's there. It's not putting anything on. It's taking off. So tonight's show is about remembering God and all the things that cause us stress, or our relationships with all the things that cause us stress, move us further away from God. So doing likely moves us further away from God, as in, and undoing. Leads us to God. That there's nothing to do. They've been, you know who they are, right? They've been telling us this. All the great spiritual teachers always have told us this. But it didn't make any sense. Right. And we are still so caught up in so much that leads us away from God. And that's why there's so much stress. And that's why we live in a world that, in many ways, directs us away from God. Because we think that we will find happiness in what we do and what we accomplish. And nothing can be further than the truth. And I think that's why a lot of people are losing things right now, relationships and financial security and a lot of those things, because true happiness doesn't lie there. And we are definitely, at this time in history, moving to a place and time of heaven on earth. And heaven on earth is not about deriving our happiness and our security from what's around us. Heaven on earth is about remembering who we are, remembering God in our hearts and in every cell in our body, and living from that place. And from that place, the abundance comes. From that place, the earth and all her riches flow to us effortlessly. Overflow. But it has to happen first. That has to happen first. And it's as good as done. You know, there's a lot of people worried, what's going to happen in 2012? Is the earth going to end? It's about the Mayan calendar. Oh, look at everything that's happening. Oh, things look pretty bad out there. But I will tell you, our survival as a human species is guaranteed. And that we will experience heaven on earth. That we are moving towards the divine. And in moving towards the divine, that means that an unraveling must take place. And that unraveling requires letting go of all those things that we believed would bring us hope and happiness, security. Because nothing is a replacement for God. Nothing. As a replacement. And that when we put anything before God, there must be an unraveling. There must be an unraveling. Whether that is money or possessions or even those we love, there must be an unraveling. And that unraveling can be so beautiful when we just allow ourselves to let go and trust the divine. That unraveling can be really, really hard. That unraveling can be really painful when we hold on and believe that the answer lies in anything in the physical realm. And the good news is, no matter what, whether we unravel the easy way or the hard way, it's done. It's done. That there is a beautiful paradise waiting for us in our hearts, in our minds, on this planet. It's waiting for us. And how do we get there quicker? We get there quicker by letting go. And we get there quicker by recognizing that that paradise already exists. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm talking to the choir, April, because you know where that paradise already exists, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where does it exist for you? Where do you see that paradise?
In my heart.
This heart here, this one, that one. In your heart.
Yeah.
Now, I know what you mean. But I bet there's some people out there listening who don't yet know what you mean. So what do you mean? How can those who are with us today, whether they're listening live or to an archive show, find that paradise in their hearts?
It's deep knowing that nothing lies outside of any of us. And when you really take all distractions out, because as you were talking, I just really just realized just how in the world we just get so distracted. And that's how I just saw everything. I just saw money, houses, cars, phones, everything that we operate, everything we do. I all of a sudden just saw it drop and none of it mattered. It's like what we complete our lives with and what is important to us really does not matter in the sense of value to it. And I just really saw it. It's just things we do, things that we create, things that we decide to do, but it's not anything that we really are. And I just saw everything, if one day everything just dropped, meaning like phones went away and electricity went away and every cars and money and all of that went away, what would be left? And that's, of course, yourself. And so that's where you find paradise. If you can let everything else drop, then you really can see everything really exists inside of us. Nothing really exists outside of us. We are the creators, and of course that paradise would be inside of us.
Right. Yeah, beautifully said.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? That scientists tell us, progressive scientists, that is, study quantum physics and things of that sort. And I'm no expert on this, so I'm definitely won't pretend to be. I will have some experts on the show in the future. But one of the things that they tell us is that nothing's happening out there, that it's just our minds are projecting everything.
Right.
Oh, boy. So what that means is that every time we get upset about something that happens in our reality, whatever that might mean, not enough of this, too much of that, you know, cranky neighbor, disobedient child, you know, bad food, you know, whatever, that it's really not happening out there, that it's really happening in our mind, and we're projecting it out there, and then we're witnessing it.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's the good news, because if we don't like what's happening out in our reality, all we have to do is change our projection. And how do we change our projection? Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, and that is dropping down into our hearts and remembering who we are and then seeing the world different.
Right.
Because there is beauty all around.
Yeah.
There is immense beauty all around. You know, the song Exactly by Amy Steinberg. That one of the things that she says in the song is that, you know, something about that there's beauty that only you could see. And I believe that's true, that there is beauty in this world that only you can see. There's beauty that only I can see.
Right.
And we can look at the same flower and see two different flowers. Like, the way I perceive that flower and the way you perceive that flower, it's beauty in its own unique version inside of us. Yeah. I was driving home a few weeks ago, and there was a traffic light out at this intersection. It was like rush hour in a pretty busy intersection. And I saw the most beautiful thing. The cars, all these people, it was a dance. There was literally a dance that happened. You know, sometimes, well, most of the time, you know, I've seen all the time up until that moment, actually, when I've witnessed traffic lights go out, there's this awkwardness. Do I go? Is that person going? You know, should I go? You know, and then you're just like, oh, is there going to be an accident? Is somebody going to hit someone? You know, usually it's kind of like that, and you're kind of grateful when you make it through, and, you know, right? Yeah. But not this day. This day, I watched a ballet. I watched it. It was unbelievable. That as I was coming up to it, and I saw the light was out, and I saw this car and that car, and everybody just, there was no, like, lurching or you know, sudden movements or hesitation or doubt. There was this flow as if everybody's mind was connected, just like, you know, like the left hand knows what the right hand's doing, and the right hand knows what the left hand's doing. It was just like that. And I watched this in complete awe. I was awestruck. It was awesome, right? And as I approached the light myself, I became part of that dance. And without any hesitation or doubt, I moved into that dance and moved through the dance eloquently as anybody else. And I could feel it. I could feel the flow. And I just thought, wow.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was beauty. You know, and it's a funny thing about finding beauty. Because when you wake up in the morning and have the intention and attention of finding beauty, you find it. And there lies a beautiful challenge. It's the Goddardy challenge for tonight. The Goddardy challenge is waking up tomorrow morning, or maybe doing it now, and finding beauty. That I dare you to find 10 beautiful, awesome things. And it might be with another person. It might be art. It might be nature. It might be your own version of traffic dancing. It could be anything. It could be the flickering of a light. It could be the sunrise or the sunset. It could be your hand. Look how beautiful that is. It could be the eyes of a stranger or the eyes of a lover. It could be the breeze. It could be a sound. It could be a sensation. It could be anything.
Right.
Just look for beauty. And if you look for 10 beautiful things a day for the next week, I promise that your life will be completely different. Yeah. And in fact, I'm gonna make a bet.
Okay.
I'm gonna make a bet on Goddardy. And so if you're listening to this and you are experiencing, well, let's put it this way. If you take this bet and you decide that for the next week that you will find 10 beautiful things a day, and you can make a list of 10 beautiful things a day and really, like, become in awe with each of those things as they happen, okay, for the next week, okay, so we're talking about 70 things total, and you can document this, just, you know, it could be just you write it down or you take a picture or whatever, and after a week, if you don't feel happier and more joyful and more at peace and more in connection with God, you call me and I'll give you a free coaching session. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. And you just go to my website. You call me from there, email me from there. And I love this. I love this bet. Yeah. And so my website is nanice.com, NANICE.com. And I'll give it again at the end of the show. Yeah. Well, it's exciting to me. I can't wait to hear what will happen. And if you take this bet and you experience an amazing life change, and you find more joy and more happiness, and you feel a greater connection with God, then what I ask you to do is pass it on. Yeah. Pass it on. Pass it on. Because that's really what it's about. What's our purpose? It's all the same. Your purpose. Are you ready for this? Because maybe you've been one of those, you know, billions of people who are walking around saying, I know I have a purpose, but I don't know what it is, right? Yeah. I'll tell you what it is. Are you ready? No extra charge. Love. Love is your purpose. That's it. Our purpose is always about what we give to the world. Think about it. Whether you are an artist of some sort or a creator or whatever you might be, a mother, father, maybe you drive a cab. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is that your purpose is, it's about giving something. And whatever it is that you give, if you look deep enough and clear enough, what you're really giving is love. And so when we look at that, it's very clear and easy to say that all purpose is the purpose of giving love. That that's what we're here to do. That you are here to express and give love in your own unique and divine way. This is how I give love. I give love by speaking to all of you. I give love by writing books and doing coaching and teaching and, you know, whatever it is that I might do. I give love by watching cars dance in intersections without traffic lights. I give love by, you know, going to the supermarket and just really sincerely wanting to know how the cashier's day is. You may not know exactly how it is that you uniquely live your purpose and give love, but it doesn't matter. Just go out and give love. Just go out and do it. Because I guarantee that it will change everything. Now, imagine, April, what will happen if those listening decide to combine those two things and go out and share love and give love and look for 10 beautiful things a day. What do you think is going to happen?
Your life is just going to be just filled with immense love. You're as much love as you give, you're going to get that much more back. You're just going to find joy and bliss in your life. You're going to find that your life has purpose, because that's really the feeling you want, is that love and that bliss, the joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I wish I had a camera right now, April, because your face is like lit up like the brightest star in the sky.
Thank you.
You can feel that, can't you?
I can.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm. Yeah. So you have this beautiful little boy who is 7 months old.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit partial because he is my grandson. He's a little red-haired leprechaun. He is. And we watch how he approaches life each day.
Right.
Yeah. And we watch how he's, you know, trying to figure out how to walk. Yes, at 7 months old, he is almost walking.
Very quickly.
Yes, we are in trouble very quickly. Life will never be the same. And he's figuring out how to talk, and he's figuring out how to have relationships with people. And he's figuring out, you know, all different kinds of things. What do you see? I mean, when you look at him, and you look at how he is connecting with the world and how he is connected with divine source naturally, what do you see?
I just see love in his heart. And what's really beautiful that I really see from him is it's almost like it's just each moment that exists for him. Mm-hmm. when he is just in that happiness, joy, it's like only that exists, and that laughter, and he's just that 100%. When he's exploring, that's 100%. So it's really whatever he's doing at the moment, he just fully gives his attention and love and joy, and he just such beautiful innocence. So really when I look at him, it's really what I want to be all of the time. Even in his sadness, it's just so beautiful. It's just, even in that, it's just so much love. Yeah.
So I like what you said. Even in his sadness, there's so much love. What do you mean by that?
Even in his sadness, when he's crying, you can just see... You can just see the innocence. It's like he's not telling himself a story. He just seems so pure.
Mm-hmm. So if there's something bothering him, something bothering him, it's not because he's telling himself a story like us adults so eagerly do, right? Yeah. And so what I notice is that, so even if he's upset about something, that it quickly changes because he's so much in the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't remember being sad at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't remember being sad. Yeah. Yeah. So what does that teach you about life? What does your 7-month-old son have to teach you about life?
Not to take life so seriously. To not get caught up and just be really, really just love your moments in life and every moment in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really get just enjoy your senses and enjoy the feelings. I mean, really, that's what I've really gotten the last few days. That's why we're even here, mm-hmm. is just to feel.
Yes. Here on this planet?
Right.
Just to feel?
To feel.
Yeah. What a gift feelings are.
Yeah. Really.
Wow.
And one thing, I know you've said this before, but I just really got this recently that... I just get that there were billions of entities that wanted to come to Earth, and
mm-hmm.
only a few chosen people got to come here to experience, and just grateful that I was one of them.
Wow. Yes. Yes, that it's said, and I don't have an official account myself, so I'm not going to, you know, bet on this one. One bet per show. But it's said that for every human being on this planet, there are millions or billions of beings who wanted to come here at this time.
Right.
This is it, people. This is my New York accent.
This is it, people.
This is it. This is the show in the universe. Every single person that is here on this planet now is here for a purpose of bringing the new earth into being, of transforming this planet into one of love and peace and harmony, of creating literally heaven on earth. It's here. It's here. And that's why we came. And you know, the good news is, even if you forgot that and you have strayed from that idea, I'm going to guess that if you're listening to the show, that there is at least a part of you that remembers exactly what we're talking about. We are here, each and every one of us, to wake up and remember who we are. And in so doing, wake up and remember the divine. And in so doing, integrating the divine God inside of us, as us, and in everything we experience. And this is truly how we experience heaven on earth. And we go back and we look at this concept of stress again. It's easy to understand that stress, or I should rather say that anything and everything that creates stress is really, as you so eloquently put earlier, just a distraction.
Right.
It's a distraction. That if you are feeling stressed, that you are being distracted from the truth of who you are and why you're here. And if you are, in fact, experiencing stress, that it's simply a wake-up call and a reminder to take a deep breath and an even deeper one than that, and just to let everything go. Let yourself go. And drop into your heart. And stop thinking that you need to do anything or change anything. And in fact, exactly where you are is where you divinely need to be. And that the answer that you're looking for is available every moment of every day for everyone. Right there. And what's required to get there is simply letting go and dropping down deep into your heart and remembering love. That you are love, and that love is you, and that everywhere you look, if you look deep enough and you shine that spiritual spotlight on whatever it is that you are looking for, there is love. And that in those things that we once called distractions, and maybe call distractions now, guess what? I still just love. Love asking you to notice. Asking you to wake up and remember the totality of who you are, the totality of who everyone and everything is. And that's God. And that's love. Because you see, they're really one in the same thing. And when we talk about love, I'm not talking about the kind of love that most of us have been, you know, brought up and conditioned to believe in and experience. The love that I'm talking about is completely unconditional love, pure essence of the divine. And in fact, if love is conditional in any way, then it's not love. It's not love. And that in order for love to be love, there can be no conditions. It can be no other way. It can be no other way. And so this is your invitation to drop the conditions. And first and foremost, to drop the conditions on loving yourself. Now this is your invitation to open your eyes and open your heart and to forgive yourself and to drop the shame and self-blame and to fall in love with yourself, to love yourself. And if there's something that comes up for you when you're thinking or feeling, oh, I can't possibly love myself because of this thing that I did or this thing that I didn't do, then I invite you just to open yourself to the divine, open yourself to God, and allow God to see you. That whenever we're hiding in shame, what's really happening is that we don't want God to see us. So if we hide in shame from ourselves or for someone else, what we're really doing is trying to hide from God. And that is the silliest thing you could possibly do. Hide from God? Are you kidding me? You think you can hide from God? Go ahead and try. I tried. Didn't work. I'll save you a lot of time and trouble. You can't hide from God. Wherever you go, guess what? There is God. Wherever you go, there is God. There's no hiding from God. There's no hiding from God. And why would you want to? Why would you want to? So if there is anything that's stopping you from loving yourself unconditionally, just let God see you. Just let God see whatever it is that you have shame about. And just let it dissolve. Just dissolve, dissolve, dissolve. As good as done, dissolved. Because no matter what, God loves you unconditionally. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've said, no matter what you haven't done, no matter what, God loves you unconditionally. And that means without conditions, that you are always loved all the time. You are always loved. You can't do this wrong. You can't do it wrong. You are always loved. And so your invitation, and not even your invitation from me, but your invitation from God is to love yourself. Because in loving yourself, what you do is open to God's love. And when you open to God's love, you open to God. And when you open to God, you experience God not only just in yourself, but everywhere you look. And when you experience God everywhere you look, you see beauty and divinity. And when you see beauty and divinity everywhere and in everyone, guess what? You have just found paradise. You have just discovered the new world. You have just entered heaven on earth. It's that simple. It's now. It's now. It's right now. Then you have the power. You have the power. Believe it or not, we only have a couple of minutes. So what wise words of wisdom would you like to share before we...
I just find myself in a much deeper place than from when we started the show. And it's just this deepening of just going into yourself and just really feeling your emotions and just really feeling God's love. And I just ask everyone to just feel like God is surrounding you and just holding you. And it's like a big blanket around you. And
yes.
Just feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Feel that love.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm. So we're going to do the prayer circle.
Okay.
And so for those of you, if this is the first time in Goddardy, the way that we do the prayer circle is that anyone that you would like to pray for, including yourself, you will in just a moment, imagine them going into this beautiful circle of golden light to be healed and return to wholeness. And so you can include as many people as you want, and don't forget to include yourself. And I want you to imagine that there is a beautiful circle of golden light, and the circle is a very large circle to include everyone. And just imagine that those who you are praying for entering the circle, and maybe even you yourself entering the circle. And once in the circle, imagine this beautiful golden light encircling everyone in the circle. And coming down from up above is also beautiful, beautiful golden light of love and healing, moving into the circle and moving into everyone in the circle. And those that you imagine in the circle, those who you are praying for, just imagine one by one that golden light entering the top of each one of their heads, of your head, if you're in the circle. And that golden light going through their entire body, every cell in their body from head to toe. And as that golden light permeates and integrates in each person, each being in the circle, that they are returned to wholeness. That they are whole and perfect and beautiful, that they are love. And if you are listening today and there's no one that you'd like to add to the circle, just imagine the people in the circle returning to wholeness, and the golden light of love and healing and wholeness is within them, flowing through them. And April, is there anybody that you would like to send into the circle?
Just thinking of my family members, my sister, my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. And those that I would like to add to the circle are Cal and Rich and Audrey and Jade and Keith, Christian and Dustin, Travis and Clay, and everyone that I have ever laid eyes on or passed me by, and definitely every single person who was in the car that day when the dance happened before my eyes at that traffic light that somehow broke on that very beautiful day. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. And so my wish for you tonight, I wish for you for the rest of your life, is to remember love and to remember that you are love. Always, always. And that each moment of your life and each breath that you take, that you wake up like a flower in the morning to a brand new day and the light of brilliance of God, and you shine. Because you do. You are brilliant and you shine. You shine. Shine. Please visit me on my website at nanice.com. That's nanice.com. And there are tons of free show downloads from this show, from Goddardy, and also from Chai with Nanice on LA Talk Radio that you will absolutely love. There are tons of articles that are about awakening and enlightenment and ending depression and love and forgiveness and everything that you could possibly imagine. While you're there, sign up for Divine Inspirations, which is a daily inspirational that I send out that will remind you of the truth of who you are. And don't forget to download I Am, which is a beautiful spiritual book, and two beautiful song downloads by the Ascension Tribe. And one of them is our song, a theme song, which is Secondhand God. And while you're at nanice.com, don't forget to take the pledge, because it will change your life and help you be the change you want to see in the world. Thank you so much for sharing this time with us tonight. Your energy matters. I feel you. I love you. And I will see you next week. Until then, you've been listening to Goddardy. I'm Nanice. Have a beautiful and miraculous week. Bye for now.